You know, owning a business in general, while I have an incredible team and I have people, my sister works for me now as well, I definitely have people I can speak to if I want to. But when you are a business owner, you don't really get it unless you do own a business. Because obviously, when you're a business owner, you have a reputation to withhold. You have standards. And I feel like while people tell you, you can come to me and talk to me, you're the business owner and you never want to reflect too negatively about anything and worry your team, right? These are your worries. They're never your team's worries. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of She Converts. And also, Merry Christmas. This episode is actually coming out on Christmas, since we post episodes every single Monday. And today, this episode is scheduled to go out on December 25th. So first and foremost, I just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in. And from the entire team at She Converts, we wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas. I hope you have a lot of downtime and relaxation with friends and family. And yeah, I just can't believe that it's Christmas when this episode comes out. That only means obviously we have that week between Christmas and New Year before 2024. So I want this episode, since this is the last episode of 2023, to just kind of be like a reflection. And I just want to share honest truth of owning a digital marketing agency and what it's looked like for us this year, the ups and downs and things that we've definitely prioritized, goals I hit, goals I didn't hit. I just want to kind of talk about that and just make it very conversational and just real life. No BS, no fluffing it. No, we did not hit $1 million this year. Like everyone, I feel like, you know, you see online and everyone's saying I hit a million in 12 months or 23 months or whatever that looks like. I would like to say that we are on track to hit a million maybe next year, if not definitely the year after that, which would be essentially a million in 5 years as a digital marketing agency owner. But of course, there's a difference between sales and actual revenue. So we'll see. I'll probably do another episode next Christmas and update you. Hopefully things have definitely turned sales-wise. I will say this year has been very, very incredible for us and for the company just because of how big it's gotten. But also it's been the hardest year owning a digital marketing business, just owning a business in general. Not only up and down sales, we've had really, really interesting clients. I'm not trying to talk bad about anyone, but we've had some very interesting clients this year. And also just mental health of mine across the board has definitely been the lowest it's been ever. So obviously my goal, personal goal for 2024 is my own mental health and mental well-being. Because of course, all you all see is what's on the outside. You never know, you know, the screaming that's going on in someone's head on the inside, right? So let's just kind of talk about it. This year, one of my biggest goals and accomplishments I really wanted to hit was to obviously grow the agency, get more clients. But in order to do that, I knew I had to hire more. So last year, I had 2 employees. And then the end of last year ended up being 3 employees. But then I let 1 employee go, so we were still pretty much about 2 employees. And I knew that with the amount of hours for myself and for the gals working for me,
I knew that if I wanted to bring in more clients, I really had to expand the employee side of the business, which of course means less profit overall because you have more overhead, more expenses. So January of this year, we actually had one of our highest income months just right off the bat. January was super busy. We had five clients, brand new clients, not even reoccurring clients that signed up. So we hit an incredible income month, but that's when I realized, holy shit, I really need to hire and get some help. So the goal this year was to just really create that solid foundation, which is really important for me, mainly because I have been contracted out for other agency work with other agencies, and I've literally witnessed firsthand agencies growing so quickly income-wise. And their employees just being completely like run down, working ungodly hours, me being one of them when I was contracted out. And when I made the decision to fully move this to an agency, I know one of my morals, I guess you would call it, is I always want to create a good work-life balance, always. No matter how big this company gets, I never want my employees to bitch and complain about working for me, right? I only want them to say good things. And that doesn't mean that every single day isn't going to be something challenging. I just never want my employees to feel like they have to work 60 hours instead of 40 hours every single week for the rest of their life. I really want and I strive for that work-life balance. So in order to do that, I honestly believe that you have to have enough employees, which is a risk because you have a really high overhead when you have to pay employee taxes. I mean, most of my employees are W-2. One of the goals this year that I really wanted to bring into the company was health insurance across the board for part-time and full-time employees and their families, which I was able to accomplish. So employees are not cheap, but I do know that in order to create a very incredible company, you have to have an amazing team backing you. But in order to create and sustain an amazing team, you can't burn them out 24/7 and just they'll end up resenting you. And in this day and age, they can just leave and go get a job so quickly that you are not tied down to any or even promised any employee. So that was the biggest goal this year. We fluctuated. At one point, we had 10 employees in the agency, which was only 2-3 months ago. However, fourth quarter just really, I don't know what's changed, which I'll talk about here in a second, but fourth quarter on has been our lowest income months since we've ever had this business, which is crazy. So I've had to let some employees go because of that, but also wanted to make sure that I maintained my core team, I would call it, which predominantly are all W-2 employees. Because I know that this is just a phase and I still am going to need their help. So definitely cannot let them go. I just, you know, obviously have to work harder to bring in more employees so that I can afford them comfortably. So that was the biggest goal this year, health insurance and taking care of my team, which I would say definitely hit that out of the water. My employees are absolutely incredible. This team that I have, we're an all-girl gang still. And we had some male employees come and go. I do have two male closers for the team. So I wouldn't say we're 100% all girl team. But right now there is still about seven of us. And two of those are guys and the rest are gals, which is really, really cool. But it's just such a solid team. Everyone wants to learn. Everyone is eager to do more, handle more. I feel like everyone gets along really well. We are incredible with organization, hitting due dates, hitting our mark, right? All this kind of stuff. Customer satisfaction and communication is on point. So that was one of the biggest goals that I've definitely 1,000% hit this year that I'm very, very, very proud of. However, with a large team, you really do need to bring in a substantial amount of money each month in order to afford them to just break even with the business. But then also, if I ever want to get paid, right, there's that stuff too. So that's definitely been the ups and downs this year. We were tracking incredibly well. We've hit the highest income months we've ever had as an agency. And me personally, I've never hit, I mean, we've hit over 50. I think our highest income month this year was 55,000. However, it was not sustainable. So little negative-ish about owning an agency is obviously when you have an agency, it's predominantly one-on-one work with clients. It's high ticket, so you only need a couple of those to hit these large income months. However, it is one-on-one, nothing is passive. And obviously one-on-one requires the most attention as well. So while we had some incredible income months, it was not sustainable. And this year I definitely have played around the most with hiring and unfortunately firing other agencies, other programmers to capture and bring in more leads for us that have just completely failed. That was the biggest life lesson this year, was really vetting and trusting your gut when you're working with lead gen companies. That's the only company that we've hired this year is lead gen companies. And we just have not had luck with any of them. We are a specific niche. What we do is it is done for you marketing, but it's also done for you business automation and tech automation. So we do a lot of website builds and copywriting and design and automation and all of this setup for our clients because they are all digital. So I think that's like 80% of the business. For our clients, the work that we do. And then that other 20% is the continued marketing. But most people come to us for tech setup and course setup and really streamlining their sales pages and funnels and emails and stuff like that. So it is a very niched industry. We are full service, so we do a lot. We even fly out to see our clients in person, and we do in in-person content days, where I film videos, whether it's for the course, for reels, for ads, just for branding. They're super fun. They're very nice and intimate. I love in-person content days, or what we call VIP days now. We also do all of our editing. I mean, I was actually, someone asked me, you know, on average, how many hours a week do you ask of your clients? And I say like, maybe two max, but definitely not consistently. That's how much work we do for our clients. I mean, some of our clients, we average over 100 hours in just 2 months. It's almost 50 hours per month. I know the first month was like 55 and the other month was a little less, but like, these are the type of hours that we're putting into each business. So obviously I need the team to withstand that, but our clients understand that we handle a lot for them. So it's a very unique offer. It's a very niched industry. So I know, you know, we're not the typical cookie cutter lead gen that will work for us. It does have to be very specific. We only work with female entrepreneurs. So there are some restraints there. But yeah, this year just, I've worked with so many really, really crappy companies. And if you ever wanted to know the names of them, I'm not going to blow them up right now, but I do have a list and I will never recommend them and will definitely warn you about them. If you are interested in working with lead gen companies, come by me first because odds are I probably have tried them. And yeah, just between customer service, I know a lot of them tried to implement AI and failed, but still expected me to pay, which was absolutely bullshit. A lot of them offered full guarantees, but then by the time you actually ask for it, they push back on you, which of course is ridiculous because if you offer a 100% guarantee on your website, I feel like you need to give that. So yeah, it's just been a lot of ups and downs in that sense. I've really been cautious with who we work with now. I have also learned to just trust myself more, turn my own ads back on, our own funnel back on, and really understand the analytics behind that so that I'm not relying on other lead gen companies to bring in clients for our company. So I learned a lot with ads, and I would say some of our highest income months were probably the most spent in ads. But for some reason recently, I would say fourth quarter, we just took a turn have been working with very interesting clients. And it's definitely been the lowest income months I've had since starting this company, which has been almost 4 years ago. And of course, you have those freak out moments for sure, which definitely for me turns into mental health issues because you think of, you know, failure is a big one, but not necessarily failing myself. It's more failing my team. I think that's my biggest worry and my biggest negative self-talk to myself is like, I can never let this business go so low that I have to let go of my entire team. I have a bunch of full-time employees who rely on obviously their salary to create an incredible life. And I never really want to give that up for them. Obviously, if there ever comes a time and the company does have to be shut down, I will understand that and we'll have to go through that with them. But the team is my biggest motivation for sure. And also the mental health kicks in because of the, I would say horrible, mindset that we've had from some clients. I mean, I've never had people talk so horrible to me this year ever actually in my entire life. As I've heard people talk to us this year, it's been absolutely incredible. The horrible words that come out of some people. I don't understand why sometimes. And I'm always like, you know, females empowering female. Yeah, I think that's important. And I also think if you have stress and negativity at home, you should never take that out on people that are trying to help you. I know it's common to do because you can't take it out on people at home or you feel like you can't figure it out yourself. So you naturally just want to take it out on the nicest people that come to you, which is what I felt like happened a lot of times this year. And so that's been very interesting and it definitely takes a toll on your mental health. But just, you know, owning a business in general, while I have an incredible team and I have people, my sister works for me now as well, I definitely have people I can speak to if I want to. But when you are a business owner, you don't really get it unless you do own a business. Because obviously, when you're a business owner, you have a reputation to withhold. You have standards. And I feel like while people tell you, you can come to me and talk to me, you're the business owner and you never want to reflect too negatively about anything and worry your team, right? These are your worries. They're never your team's worries. If there's something that your team could start doing to help the business, obviously you need to vocalize that. But if it's something that they can't handle and or even have the responsibility to handle, like it's something that they should never really touch, that is not on them. And I just feel like as a business owner, you should not tell your employees everything. I feel like there are some things a business owner is the only person that has to figure it out. And then there are some things that you can definitely discuss with your team. But I just think that's like the maturity and the professionalism that has to come with owning a business is not just running your mouth to run your mouth, right? So with that, I definitely internalize everything myself and I don't share too much because I'm always asking myself, is this something that should just be handled by the business owner or is this something that I could discuss with my team and get their help and opinion, right? It's just something I do and I feel like a lot of business owners should do. Obviously, these are always opinions. But yeah, I mean, owning a business is not easy. I don't know if it'll ever get easy because I do understand now, you know, when we've had our highest income months, obviously it was like my busiest to the point where like, you know, I do like you just work 24/7, which I don't, you know, it's hard to balance that and not doing that. But so I know as the company keeps growing, those high time involved months will definitely come back. However, that's why I've been hiring so much because if you can delegate more, then that just means less on your shoulders and then you can continue to focus on growing the business because you're the business owner, right? So there's always those ups and downs of owning a business and there's always just those things that almost are like always in the way. You know, imposter syndrome is a huge one as a business owner. I actually had my consultant who I worked with, I think it would be 2 years ago at this point, she did a podcast about this. And I agree, because the more money you make, the more people rely on you for a life, a salary, all these kinds of things. Imposter syndrome definitely starts to creep in. And I don't know if it's just a female thing or what, but to the point where you're starting to think like, I don't have the training for this. I don't have the mentality for this, the know-how, the knowledge. Like, how did I even get here? How did I even decide to train these people, right? And I think it definitely comes through when friends, families, and clients and stuff ask me questions all the time. And like, how did you start this? Or how did you manage this? Or how? And, you know, I'm always like, yeah, I don't know. And that's definitely where imposter syndrome steps in, because I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe I did do it wrong. I'm not trained up on this. Maybe I should buy a training program or something like that, right? So I think just owning a business in general, you're always gonna have to deal with that. But I mean, the best advice I can ever give anyone is it just depends on how determined you are to scale your company and for what reasons, right? I mean, the cool thing is when you're owning a business, you learn a lot of skills. So you can always go back into the workforce. As degrading as it might feel, you can always go back into the workforce and you can get a really good job because you now have multiple skills that you would have never been able to learn if you never started your own company. However, a lot of people are obviously scared to shut down businesses. You have to definitely, I think your mental health and well-being 100% needs to be top priority in any of those decisions. But I also think if you are truly meant to have this company, your ups and downs are obviously teaching you some type of lesson, which I'm going to get into ours here soon, but it's going to teach you something, right? Like attracts like. So when you go about your day, whether you believe in energy and manifesting and stuff like that or not, but as you go throughout your day and specific things happen, they happen for a reason because it's your energy allowing that to happen and create that life for you. So, you know, if you are growing your business and you're in a constant state of stress and overwhelm and confusion, then that's the type of business that you're going to have and will continue to have. And those are the type of clients you're actually going to attract, which definitely leads me to the clients that we've worked with this year. I personally have been under so much stress and I would say lack a little bit less confidence than I've had in the past. I'm a typically very confident person, but I think just because of what's happened and how people have talked to me, excuse me, that confidence has really gone down. Like attracts like. And I feel like this year, we've definitely worked with people more than the years in the past that have really lacked confidence in themselves and their business. And when I reflect on that, I realize it was just my energy putting that out, right? So in order for me to attract and bring in clients for our new packaging, which I'll talk about why we shifted over to that here soon in a minute, then I know that I have to think better about myself and I have to bring this confidence back up and I have to do things at a higher level in order for me, because I'm the business owner, to attract higher level clients into our company. And with that, we went through a different packaging and we now work with different people. I think in the past, we've done a lot of done for you full services and we've advertised it that way. But we are finally really, really, really zoning in on what we do best, which is building and automating online courses for coaches, consultants, and service-based industries and service-based business owners, essentially taking their one-on-one services and making it digital and automating the income. That's what we do best. Our most successful clients have had high ticket courses that we've built, we've automated for them, and we've been able to help them generate $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a month through these automated courses. And that is what we're best at. So we are now only focusing on that. And for me, it's such a nice relief because We are not pressured to do everything for our clients because we're really focusing on just building the sales pages, the emails, the course, and the marketing to the course. We're not focusing on everything else, especially within the first 30 days. When clients start marketing with us now that we've changed our packaging and how we work with them, they can choose different packaging, and higher monthly rates will give you more flexibility to say, I want website help, I want CRM help, I want to focus also on my one-on-one, all this kind of stuff. But initially coming in and working with us, we're only working with people who want to build these high ticket online courses. So it's really, really exciting. It's something that I'm very passionate in. I love building these courses for clients, editing their videos and really like seeing their course come to life, and then enrolling clients. Like, enrolling members into these courses is the coolest feeling ever, right? Because when you're growing this wait list and then you launch to beta, you don't really know how it'll launch until it launches. And typically it does really, really well, which is just really exciting for us and for our clients because of all that hard work definitely pays off very, very quickly, I feel like, with online courses. So as I've matured the business as well as myself, we've also matured our offer and are going to be even more specific with who we work with. I think that is the biggest lesson this year, being extremely specific with clients that we bring in as well as services that we allow to help our company. So next year, my biggest goal is to really only work with people that I 100% feel aligned with. And we're not just going after working with people to get the sale. We're really going after working with female entrepreneurs that we know we can help and that 100% fit who I envision my ideal client to be. I don't want to work with anyone else outside of that. And I know as a business owner, that'll be a little bit more specific, which means it's even a smaller audience group, which means our lead gen services really have to step up. And we have to do a lot of initial calls with prospects before we allow them to work with us. But that allowing them to work with us is going to be very important for me this year, just for a mental health standpoint. And it kind of sucks, right? Because you have a few people that really screw it up for the majority. But that's life, you know? I mean, I felt bad in the beginning because I took the few people that really just took me down mentally. And I've now said, I am looking for these specific traits. And if you have these, I will not work with you. And sometimes you think like that's kind of unfair to everyone else who has been great. We've set very specific rules and guidelines. Our contracts are very, very specific now because of only a couple of clients that we worked with this year. However, that's how life works, right? I mean, I remember being a kid and it's like one person cheats on an exam and then now all of a sudden the exam's completely changed and how you take the exam has completely changed. I remember thinking like, oh, that's not fair. One person ruins it for everyone. However, the older I get and the more people that I work with, I realize that it is fair for the person dealing with it, for their mental health. And that is the reason we are so specific, because I am focusing on mental health. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And I know the clients that are absolute dream clients of ours, I want to just create all of our clients, just replicate them. And I know it's possible, but I also know I have to be extremely picky with who I work with, because our offer and me is not for everyone. And this year has definitely taught me that. So I'm excited for it, because I know that I will only be working with people that also lift me up as much as I lift them up. And I won't be working with people who are opposite. Because I think, you know, when you're a business owner and you're grinding away 24/7, even if, and I know like you're gonna get bad testimonials, not testimonials, but you're gonna get bad feedback eventually. But no matter how hard you try to say, okay, this is like the first time we've gotten bad feedback, it still just destroys you. And then if it progresses and these people just keep essentially harassing you, then you start to second guess everything. That's natural. Like, I don't know a human being that could not do that, right? It's very natural. So I feel like the only way to make sure that our feedback stays positive is to be specific with who we bring into our inner circle. So that's definitely the biggest life lesson I've heard or I've learned this year. And I just hope that anything that I've said, like all the ups and downs of owning a business, but throughout everything and all of these lessons that I've learned this year through negative experiences, you know, I still just, I'm like astonished that I've been able to build this from nothing. Like self-funded, me, myself, and I have no partner. I have no marketing background. I just woke up one day and decided to literally build my own company. And I wanted to do it myself with my funding, with my up and down, with my knowledge, my experience, my management. Like I didn't have any experience. And to go from literally just an idea, because I knew I was good with websites and blogging, and to be able to turn it into a $500,000 agency by myself is absolutely huge, right? Like it's stuff that I definitely take for granted of, and I need to make sure that I acknowledge that for myself more, but it's just incredible that I've been able to do that. And all of the incredible things, like that's why people keep asking me, you know, like, why do you keep going? And the more I get asked that, obviously the more I shut down, because that just tells me to not talk about any of the negatives that goes on and only talk about the positives. But, you know, the reason for me to keep going is because I've built so much in only 3 years, now going on 4. And I've been able to create amazing lives for people. And we've been able to completely change lives of clients, like random people on the internet, right? It is such a cool feeling. And it's such a cool feeling to get text messages from my employees saying like, this is the first holiday I have been stress free and I can fully spend with my family in 15 years. Like that's insane. And that's the type of feedback that literally drives me forward to continue raising the bar and building this incredible empire. So with that, we have a lot of cool offers coming out this year. Definitely really zoning in on the podcast, and we're really, really, really zoning in on online courses. We have tons of offers related to online courses. Our website now has what we call our auto course generator. It's totally free. It's just a survey. You tell us about yourself, your target audience, your business, and then I actually do my own research and I give you course idea topics, so titles and modules for 3 courses that I think would be great for your company. So that's totally free. You can go to sheconvertsmarketing.com for that one. But yeah, this year we're just really, really, really focusing on helping grow these online courses, create more passive income for our clients, scale their business financially without them having to feel like they do have to work so much. So, and that's the power of an online course. And I will also be doing speaking events this year and all kinds of fun things. So it's just such a cool shift. It's a cool way to end 2023 for sure. And I think with that, I mean, of course, if you have any questions, if you're starting a business, I am brutally honest. I always have been. I will say what's on my mind and I will give you the honest truth. So if you have any questions about starting your business, scaling your business, maintaining your business, growing your business, or you do have those frustrations, or you do and are having issues with mental health, and you're like me, you don't go to therapist or seek help, you know, if you're listening to this, I definitely am a person that can resonate with you. So feel free to spark a conversation through the DMs. It's she.converts is us on Instagram. My personal or more, I would say like well, Caroline Lewis Consulting is my older Instagram account, but obviously very, very active because that's the consulting side. But she.converts is the agency side. So yeah, feel free to email us hello@sheconvertsmarketing.com. Peruse our website. Let me know if you have any questions. Next year, we're really focusing on growing our movement, which is exciting. So very, very Merry Christmas to you all. I think this year, 2024, I think everyone obviously should just focus on that, the one thing that is the most important to them. And for me, that's definitely mental health. Yours could be the same. If it is, let's come together and form our own community, because community helps mental health issues, right? It's a community of like-minded individuals. So reach out, let's get connected. And any of your other goals and aspirations, don't beat yourself up if you didn't reach everything this year. That just means that you'll reach it sooner in 2024. So have a very, very Merry Christmas, everyone. I can't wait to hear from you, and I can't wait to talk to you in 2024. I'll talk to you then. See ya. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Caroline Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.